Well, Eric, you don't need me to tell you what this means to the fans, but tell me your reaction and the players' reaction to the relegation today.
Well, it's devastating for the club. I think it's obviously not something that's happened overnight. There have been various circumstances that have culminated in the position that we find ourselves in now. I said a week or so ago I only wanted to try and build little steps, and I think certainly today the fans can go away proud of what the players delivered for Aston Villa in terms of their energy, the work rate. They stuck to the plan, supporters were magnificent again, and I just want to try and build that bridge, you know, a little bit if we can, small steps towards the supporters.
Where the game was, I mean, you had your chances to equalise late on. You just kind of wanted to have gone for it a little bit more, a bit earlier, or was that easy for me to say?
Well, it's always that balance, isn't it? It's always a balance of attack and defence. I mean, I thought we had two or three little flurries forward that were good opportunities, and with a little bit more composure in the first half, we could have scored. Again, you're not going to come to Old Trafford and have 10 or 15 chances. It's not going to happen that way. You have to set your stall out first and foremost to stay in the game as long as possible and defend and fill areas. And I thought the boys did that manfully today. I really do. I think they deserve a lot of credit because there's a lot of tired players in there. There's a lot of disappointed players in there. But they deserve a little bit of credit today, I think.
And how much of your job at the moment is battling the emotional side, the mental side of the game? Because everybody would have known what could happen here today, and that must have an effect on anybody as a human being.
No, I mean, I think you've got to strip all that away. I mean, the situation is the situation, and we've got to try and make the best of it, and we've got to continue to be extremely professional in everything we do. And I don't think anybody could have questioned the players today. I said that to them before the game. Try and take that little step back towards them, and I think today they've taken a big step back towards them.
At half-time, you obviously 1-0 down. What was the message at half-time?
Well, we had to continue with the shape. There was one or two areas that they were causing us a little bit more problems than others. We tried to rectify that, and then we felt that if we could stay in the game and obviously the counter-attack process, and then we changed to 4-4-2 to have a go with the last 12, 15 minutes, whatever it was. And unfortunately, we've had two really good opportunities. I don't know how the first one doesn't go in, and then the second one takes a deflection and hits the post, so it's going in. So yeah, it's disappointing. I mean, I've not come here that as many times. I've been here about 8 or 9 times now, and I felt somewhat comfortable in the shape that we were in terms of protecting the goal. And if we just turned that little bit of lady luck our way, you never know, it could have been a draw.
And just finally, nobody pointing the finger at you specifically, but thoughts for the fans tonight?
Well, as I say, it's devastating for the fans, and again, I can't compliment them enough in terms of, again, travelling to Old Trafford in their numbers. It's been an extremely difficult season for them, but the process, I'm sure, is ongoing. I know that for a fact, and let's hope that we can take this fantastic football club back to where it should be.